USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At a political rally in Louisiana, the president spoke about Democrats and impeachment.
For nearly 3 years, Democrats have waged a nonstop battle to overturn your vote, overrule your voice, override your values, and overthrow the results of the most spectacular election in the history of our country.
The rally happened as a key witness defied a State Department order not to cooperate with House Democrats. The former ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, said she lost her job because the president lost confidence in her. The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, said that Yovanovitch was keeping Ukraine from investigating the president's possible campaign rival, Joe Biden. Yovanovitch denies his claim. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Some hospitals in Alabama are recovering from a costly ransomware attack. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The DCH Health System had to quit accepting new patients after a malware attack crippled computer systems early this month. Now it says its hospitals in the West Alabama cities of Tuscaloosa, Northport, and Fayette have resumed admitting patients and are getting back to normal. They also say it came after paying a ransom to regain control of its systems. It hasn't said how much that ransom was, but a spokesman says insurance covered the cost.
The Saddle Ridge fire has now exploded to 7,500 acres. It's driven about 100,000 people from their northern Los Angeles homes. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti issued this warning.
These winds and dry weather do present considerable challenges, so be safe. Safe with yourself, safe with your family. This is not a fire that you can fight in your home. Leave it to the professionals.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As winter approaches, more Americans will come down with the flu. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
In USA News for Your Health, flu season is right around the corner.
It's anticipated to be a bad season because of what's already happened in the southern hemisphere.
That's Dr. Belkis Pimentel with Kaiser Permanente in Atlanta, Georgia. She tells USA Radio News.
So in Australia, they had one of the worst seasons yet for them. And so they are getting over their winter while we're starting our winter now. And so it gives us a little bit of a window of what it's going to be like here.
So what does Dr. Pimentel recommend you do? She tells USA Radio News.
The recommendation right now is for everybody to get their flu vaccine in order to prevent it. Everybody who's 6 months and older. We don't have flu activity going on as much right now, and it's actually not measured or reported until late October.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
After spending more than 23 years on Fox News, Shepard Smith has delivered his final newscast for the network on Friday night.
Even in our currently polarized nation, it's my hope that the facts will win the day, that the truth will always matter, that journalism and journalists will thrive.
On Wall Street, stocks closed sharply higher. The Dow was up 320 points, the S&P up 32, and the Nasdaq up 106. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.